Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast on another spectacular sunrise on Wednesday, the third day of October. One for MRI there and the Eagles and the heartache tonight. What a beautiful start to the day again, people. It just looks sensational out there. Temperatures today up to about 28 degrees, partly cloudy, and it's the last lot of it for a few days because the rain starts to arrive from tomorrow, which is great news. And, yeah, let's hope it gets over the mountain ranges as well to our farmers who, of course, are really in need of more rain, more follow-up rain. Fingers crossed, everybody. Hope you had a good Tuesday. Certainly did yesterday. It was a little bit windy with that nor'easter, but we knew it was coming. But, gee, it was just lovely if you're in the sunshine, tucked up out of the wind. Magnificent. Let's have a look at what the major news stories are across the day today. So far, this is an interesting one. Australian casual employees who've worked set hours for at least 12 months can now legally ask their employer for a permanent contract. And a trio of American, French and Canadian scientists have won the Nobel Prize for Physics for laser technology breakthroughs that have turned light beams into precision tools for everything from eye surgery to micro-machining. Now, they include the first female physics Nobel Prize winner in 55 years. It's a good story. Locally, the Port Macquarie Fire and Rescue Group were called out yesterday afternoon to control a bushfire in the Sea Acres National Park in Port Macquarie. Police closed Lighthouse Beach Road at Pacific Drive for a short period. If you heard the sirens yesterday, that's what it was about. And four people were injured after a two-vehicle crash on the Pacific Highway near Foster yesterday as well. In sport, James Tedesco wins the Jack Gibson medal as the Roosters' best player. And Greg Inglis stood down after a DUI charge. Boyd Cordner from Taree takes over as captain of the Kangaroos. Locally today, we're talking cricket. The Sydney Sixers Beach Blast heads to Town Beach in Port Macquarie today from 8:30. The morning includes cricket coaching, visit from Sydney Sixer. Have you seen Sydney Sixer? Talking about mascots. He's brilliant. There's also a chance to learn basic water safety thanks to Surf Life Saving New South Wales. There you go. On the show today, plenty happening, including what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. We're now at school holidays. We've got some great ideas for you to have a crack with the kids or the grandkids today. Christy in to have a look at that around 8:45. We'll talk more about that as the morning goes on. And indeed, about some really great stuff happening on the weekend as well. Also coming up, the very funny cactus today featuring the Libs. Worst dad joke Wednesday. Yes, if you've heard an absolute howler, a shocker on the weekend, we'd like to hear from you. Up for grabs, the title of Living Legend and a $35 Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant voucher from my great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club. We do that thanks to Harrington Electrical. Also, yeah, your chance to win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. We do that after 8. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Charlie Sheen, Redfoo, and McFarlane Burnett. Now, McFarlane Burnett's a really interesting person, Australian virologist and the recipient of the Nobel Prize for Medicine, an Australian of the Year, the first time we had it, back in 1960. There you go. Don't say you don't learn something on this show. 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 12 past 5. We
love
our city.
Feels good. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
Green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Sandra Silly in Canterborough with this cactus. National News Special 2-Minute In-Depth Report into the Liberal Party's recent leadership crisis merry-go-round pickle thing. And with me is the man who got them into power in the first place, ex-PM Tony Abbs, wearing his trademark red banana hammock.
Look, it's a pleasure, Sandra.
And beside him is the current PM, Scott Rabbiton, mostly known as Smugmo.
That's ScoMo, Sandra.
And we also have the deposed leader, Malcolm. Talkball just back from a money-hugging holiday in the Cayman Islands.
Where I never gave Manus Island or Nauru a thought, Sandra.
So, let's begin with the question on the tip of everyone's list, and that is, why? Why 3 leaders in 3 years? In 2015, Tony Abbs, then Malcolm, Talkball, and now So-So.
It's a ScoMo.
Yes, it should be ColMo. He loves the stuff. or how about, give me my rightful job back, you dirty, stinking thief, Mo. well, yeah, I reckon that's the
gentlemen,
way.
Gentlemen, gentle, man, stop arguing.
Look, it's my job. I had it first.
But as PM, you weren't exactly the sharpest ball in the deck.
Indeed. Tony said that no one person is the suppository of all wisdom. But then he proved he was by giving Prince Philip a knighthood. Look, people liked me more than you, Mr. Ponce Harbourside Mansion. Look, forget those two, Sandra. I'm the PM now, so praise the Lord. Oh, yes, go Moses, or Slow-Mo, or whatever your name is, the man who fondles lumps of coal in Parliament while the Great Barrier Reef dies. Well, you never did much about the reef, you hypocrite. It, should be mined while it's still pretty. Oh, really? Well, come here and take this, you... Oh, my eye! Oh, wise guy, Malcolm. Cop this! Oh, how dare you! Come here, knucklehead!
What a bunch of stooges. I've heard of political infighting, but this is ridiculous. Lee, good to watch. Ha, ha, ha. Ha.
Johnny Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
How's this? The Royal Australian Mint is releasing a limited edition 50-cent coin in honour of ACDC's 45th anniversary. I wonder if Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap will be playing in the background. The Bachelor's Nick Cummins reportedly reunited with Cassandra Wood after the filming of the season finale. That's on tomorrow night. Our Brittany on the Mid-North Coast is still in it. Oh, and what about Survivor last night? Again, a cliffhanger. Brian played his idol and he didn't need to.
Monica,
yes.
The tribe has spoken.
Good luck. See you guys soon.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Yes, here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Shawnee.
What a beautiful sunrise. 5 o'clock again, Bluey, as it just crept over. You know my view here. I've got the pine trees, I've got the church, and it just looked fantastic. Sadly, for next week, it'll be bloody dark again.
Yeah, I know, but let's enjoy this week, eh? Let's enjoy it.
Oh, you're fantastic. Now, I don't know about you, but I did not expect that northerly to be so strong yesterday. It must have really affected the fishing.
Yeah, it did. And it got up quite early. I was surprised how puffy it was early, and then it became quite consistent. And it did shut us down, virtually. We tried a bit. We raised a couple of flathead early in the morning, a couple of brim and blackfish, but by lunchtime, we just had to give it away because it was just in our face. We just couldn't get away from it.
Yeah, absolutely shocking yesterday. Now, today, Bluey, it's here again. Oh, no.
I know.
15 to 20 knots they're talking about today. Even though I know you've got that nice tide from about 8:30, it'd be great to wander down the breakwalls or onto the beach or something. But, gee, I don't know. What are we going to do? Where are we going?
Well, we've only got no options. It's hump day today, but we've got to go out the estuary again. I've got a few prawns there. I'm going to try for a blackfish or a brim. I'm going to try and get on the northern banks in that deeper water around the rocky foreshores and just see if I can pick up a fish there this morning.
Blackfish or brim on prawns, okie dokie. And again, for our visitors to the area, let's just run through your fishing licences. Now, you can pick these up at any newsagent around the Mid-North Coast. And, you know, if you're here for a couple of days, there's ones licences you can get for that. And also, Bluey, just run through what they're worth and also if we're taking the kids out to have a fish.
Okay, yeah. For 3 days, it's $7. A month's $14 and a year's $35. If your children are under 18, they don't need a licence. And if you've got small ones and you are sharing a rod with them, you don't need to have a licence also.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Bluey. And we wish even if you don't catch anything today, it'd just be a nice day to be out there, Bluey, with your sun hat on.
The water's so warm and clear.
Fantastic. Now, I know it's school holidays, but we've got a few clubs out this weekend.
Yes, we have. We've got a couple of clubs out. Firstly, in town here, the Port Macquarie Blue Water Fishing Club have got their Sunday crop on. 12 o'clock weigh-in back at the marina, followed by a barbecue. Also, the Haddad Amateur Fishing Club have got their monthly crop on. Theirs is also a 12 o'clock weigh-in back at the clubhouse with a barbecue. And our good friends at Southwest Rocks, the Southwest Rocks Seabreeze Hotel Fishing Club, they've got their monthly crop on. The weigh-in starts at 11 o'clock in the beer garden on Sunday.
All righty. So those clubs all out this weekend. The big wet starts to arrive tomorrow. I know you're excited about Bathurst Bluey. You might get an early mark to watch it on Saturday, Sunday if this keeps up. Gee.
Yeah, well, I hope. You know, for the farmers, I'd love to see a wet Bathurst, you know, because it'd be good for them. So it just puts another twist into the race, and there's nothing wrong with that. We've had a couple of dry races, so let's have a wet one.
Yeah, the one I feel sorry for, Bluey, and look, let's just hope it's not torrential. They're only talking 5 to 10 mils, but the poor old, you know, Michael Bowman and his crew from the race course have had trouble with the surface, you know, this year. And look, the biggest day out, one of the best days out you can have in racing is a country cup, you know. And this race on Friday, Bluey, is worth $150,000. It's the country showcase, so every race is worth a minimum $30,000.
Well, I'm telling you, for that sort of money, you'd be bringing Balcony out of retirement, wouldn't you?
Well, I think Balcony's, I don't think Balcony could go back into harness, as it were. I think I'd be a better chance of riding than she'd be of running it anyway.
Yeah, that sort of money. How good's that, eh?
Oh, what about when she raced in the Roosters colours too, Bluey?
Fair.
Remember that, Dick Hillard? Yes. The late, great Dick Hillard calling it, saying, I know the owners of this horse racing in the magnificent, mighty colours of the red, white and blue of the Chooks, he said. Magnificent.
Oh, you get a twist on everything, I tell you what. It's going to be a long year, right?
But if you remember that, when it won at Port, right, Pernod and I went to the judge's box. We're into the steward's box because he used to clean there, I think. Well, does he still clean there? He said, I'll take you and we'll watch it up here from, you know, a great height. And we open this door and these people go, are you right? It's the stewards. We had to get out. But anyway, one of Roderick Thompson's finest rides would have to have been Balcony. He still talks about it today. I made that up. All right, Bluey, can we get on to something a little bit different? The footy's now over. You're going to get 12 months of me crowing. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But in the most complicated tipping comp in the world, the final Sports Power League ladder.
Yes, we'll start off with the final series, which was quite interesting in the end. Going into the last game, we had three leaders, myself, Troy Dilko, and Steve Patch from Streets Ice Cream. Two of us took Melbourne, and one took Eastern Suburbs, which was Dilko. I got no points for the game at all. Dilko got East up, which was worth 5 points, so he went to the lead. Next thing we add up, and then Steve Patch got first and last try scorer, which was 3 points each, gave him 6 points for the match. So he took the lead. And then we were looking on the inside at a small bloke by the name of Toy World, who took the East and took a score of 16-6, which gave him 8 points for the game, which made he take the lead. And then on the outside, there was a bloke coming from 10th place that took the Roosters, right, and got first and last try scorer, and picked us all by 1 point to take out the finals money of $200, and that is yourself, Strawny.
Oh, you're beauty! Ah, gee, Bluey, 2 and 5. And what numbers did I normally take? I took 21 in a lot of games. I just thought it'd be so close I didn't. I can't believe it. Well, that's fantastic news, Bluey.
You came from 10th place to take out the finals, so you've cashed up $200.
Gee.
Now we take all those points from those finals and put them into the main game.
Yes.
And we get our winner.
And
the winner is myself. Oh, thank you very much. I'll give myself a pat on the back.
You're joking. You must have been a long way in front going into the finals, Bluey, when you were a non-believer in the grand final, you heretic.
Yeah, so technically that's back-to-back for me, so I feel like a Bronco now.
Okay, fair enough. Now, what about second and third and the horse's backside?
Okay, for second place, the apprentice mechanic came in second, and Toy World with his magnificent chance in the finals got third spot on this podium. And for the last place, we give it to the courageous Wormer.
The Wormer got the horse's backside.
Yes.
Oh, Bluey, well, congratulations. Now, there was something about a weekend away at Southwest Rocks as a first prize, which you took yourself last year. Yep. You're planning to do the same thing. What are you doing with your earnings?
Yeah, I definitely off to the Gold Coast of the Macleay for another week.
All right, now listen,
it's, it's an all expense paid holiday, and I really love this holiday.
Well done. All right, if it's pouring down tomorrow, Bluey, we'll come out and we'll have a wind down, as it were, a look at the season overall. So congratulations to everyone involved, and well done, Bluey, because it's a lot of work collating 20 people ringing in with tips at all hours of the day and night. Well done, but I'm upset you weren't a believer. That cost you in the final series, but thank you very much for running a great comp and for the great Gordo, who I caught up with the other week, for sponsoring the league ladder again.
Yes, that's right. Thank you for Gordon, for Gordon Street, for Sports Power, for sponsoring the league ladder, and thank you very much.
I might even bring a Roosters jumper out for you to wear over the next couple of days, Blue. Are you right with that?
Pass.
And just repeating the fishing best bet, we don't like the conditions, but you're heading out to the estuary again.
We're out to the estuary, take a few prawns. We're going to try for a blackfish or a quality brim.
Triple M News.
Mostly sunny and a top of 28 on the mid-north coast. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. An important day for Wauchope today with the opening of the $3 million pool redevelopment. It's seen a refurbishment of the existing 50-metre pool, installation of heating and construction of a tiered grandstand and children's outdoor water play area. Line MP Dr. David Gillespie is set to attend the ceremony, federal government having provided $1.5 million. He says it's been a worthwhile investment, with the facility now able to cater for more events and people throughout the year. According to the North Coast Environment Council, documents obtained under Freedom of Information are showing state government has ignored the advice of experts when selecting koala reserves. The mid-north coast has some of the best koala habitats in the state around Port Macquarie, Coffs Harbour and Bellingen. Vice President of the North Coast Environment Council, Susie Russell, says local areas have not been included in its reserves, instead government selecting many areas already off limits to logging.
There are several proposals for example, the Great Koala National Park, and the government is trying to give the impression it's doing something for koalas when really it's not. And it didn't want to take any of the forest that it's proposing to be logged. It's got proposals for intensive logging up and down the coast.
Port Macquarie Fire and Rescue were yesterday afternoon called out to a blaze at Sea Acres National Park around 2 p.m. It prompted the closure of Lighthouse Beach Road for a short time, the fire reaching up to a hectare in size before being controlled. Difficult terrain made conditions tough for fireys. It's unclear at this stage what started the fire. And it's not only swimmers that need to take care as the weather warms up. Boaties have also been issued a warning. The message is that everyone stepping into a vessel needs to know where the safety equipment is and how to use it. Now to sport. The 2018-19 cricket season on the mid-north coast is set to be one of the biggest ever. Alongside the Premier League, we're set to see the return of first-grade cricket in the Hastings River District Cricket Association. In first grade, there'll be six teams, nine sides in the second grade and six in the third division. Also re-emerging this summer, Sixes women's social cricket, under-21s and over-35 representative teams, as well as an over-50s team and even one for over-60s. The game of cricket has been played in the region in one form or another for over 150 years. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44th Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light west and nor'westerly wind, but it's producing really clean conditions on most of our beaches this morning. But the pick of the beaches are going to be those protected northern corners and the open beaches. These beaches are attracting a few larger waves in the southern corners. Wave size in these beaches looking around that 3 foot mark, but there are long lulls between the sets, so the bigger waves are a little bit more spaced apart, but they are worth the wait. Southern corners are a little bit smaller, as I said. Wave size on these beaches looking around that 2 feet mark, but that wind will turn up from the northeast later this morning and absolutely wreck those beaches. Low tide is around 8:30 this morning, high tide's around 3 o'clock this afternoon, and the water temperature's around 20.
Triple M right across the mid-north coast, and the $1,000 birthday wheel coming up after 8. Good luck, hope you get on. It is Mr. B. Joel there. We didn't start start the fire without a permit. Morning to everyone in the RFS. And what a great job they did yesterday too in Port Macquarie. I know Lee's going to talk about getting called out yesterday to Sea Acres. That could have been pretty ordinary. That wind was strong. So well done to Port Macquarie Fire and Rescue New South Wales. That was a great effort yesterday. And why did I even bring up the fire with Billy Joel? Well, he started it. Actually, that's the name of the song.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
You're on fire today, mate.
Good morning, Lee Jollo. Did I get out of that?
Oh,
do you
no.
think,
you're
is that
on
right?
Fire today.
don't start it again.
Yes, there it is.
Now, what are the papers saying today, Lee?
Yeah, so the Daily Telegraph today, the headline there, cheap beer, fancy boots. The Liberal Party has gone in boots and all with a plan to lure beer-loving sweet tooth members with a penchant for upmarket bush footwear. Prospective members would be offered discounts on Cooper's Beer, Heinz Chocolates and even RM Williams Boots if they join the Liberal Party. The proposal was put forward by desperate party officials concerned by the number of members fleeing to join fringe Conservative outfits. They're also talking about the worst aged care home in New South Wales as well. In the Sydney Morning Herald, genetic testing for new parents. 10,000 would-be parents will get free testing to detect about 500 genes linked to severe disorders they risk passing on to unborn children in an unprecedented trial that could radically transform family planning in Australia. Also, trust your local honey. One in five Australian samples are fake. About 20% of honey sold in Australia's east, including boutique brands, has been adulterated, research suggests. And Keating savages Turnbull over limp Republic effort. Paul Keating has accused Malcolm Turnbull of capitulating to Conservatives in the fight for a Republic, denouncing the toppled leader and declaring Australians would need a microscope to find his true beliefs.
All righty, thank you for that, Lee. Now, locally with you, plenty happening. I did mention the fire yesterday.
Yes, the fire is certainly one thing that we're talking about this morning in the news. Port Macquarie Fire and Rescue were yesterday afternoon called out to a blaze at Sea Acres National Park. It was around 2 p.m. It prompted the closure of Lighthouse Beach Road for a short time, reaching up to a hectare in size before it was taken control of. Difficult terrain made conditions tough for fireys, but it's still unclear at this stage what started the fire. And also, we're talking about today an important day for Wauchope with the opening of the $3 million redeveloped pool. It's refurbishment of the existing 50-metre pool, as well as the installation of heating and the construction of a tiered grandstand and children's outdoor water play area.
Excellent stuff. I wonder, where was Billy Joel yesterday?
Oh.
This afternoon. I wonder, Lee. Good on you, buddy. Thank you for that. You'll be back in about 6 minutes' time, and as you toddle up the hallway. Now, this is big news. On October the 3rd, it's the first day I've seen Lee Joel for 6 months without a coat on. So this is officially
springtime.
Surely
it's not the first time.
But hang on. He's got a T-shirt and a jumper, but he shed the coat.
Yeah.
Good on you, Lee. There. This is officially a monumental moment in the change of seasons. It is 3-7. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, and Strotty for brekkie. The boss, Bruce Springsteen, born to run. Well, to walk quickly in my case. Yeah, it's 7:10. Glorious morning. The sunrise at 5, just spectacular. Partly cloudy is the official word for the Bureau today, and up to about 28 degrees. Plenty on. Let's have a look at what's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union. I know Lee mentioned it in the news at 7. A reminder, the newly refurbished Wauchope Pool reopens today for mums and dads with kids looking for something to do today. Oh, how good is the pool? It is looking sensational. Morning to everyone in Wauchope who's heading out to the pool there today. Sensational stuff. Also, got to mention this, from 8:30 this morning, the Sydney Sixers Beach Blast heads to Town Beach in Port Macquarie. They started around 8:30. The morning includes cricket coaching, visits from Sydney Sixer. Have you seen this bloke? He's one of the best mascots I've ever seen. Also, the chance to learn basic water safety thanks to Surf Life Saving New South Wales. There are a couple of events happening today. Christy, with what's on the Mid-North Coast today in detail, coming up around 8:45 here at the M's. Coming up in under 20, we have Strawdy Leaks, the latest entertainment goss, news on Our Britney, in The Bachelor, and also Cactus.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, away we go with Worst Joke Wednesday. Are you ready for this? Okay, act one on the program. Let's go to Maxville and say a very good morning to Brad. How are you, Brad? That's away, Chet. Now, what you yarn for us today?
How do you sell a deaf man a dog?
How do you sell a deaf man a dog? Go on.
Want to buy a dog?
Brad, no! Goodness me. I sort of knew that was coming, but I didn't, if you know what I mean. Michael, g'day. Can you better that one?
Well, I made the kids curry on the weekend. They were whinging and whining about how old it was. And I said, look, just get out India.
No, get the curry India. No, this is possibly our worst one we've had for weeks. We go to Eli. Hopefully he can pull us out of the mire. G'day, Eli. What's your yarn for us today, little fella?
Why do ducks have tail feathers?
Why do ducks have tail feathers?
To cover up their butt quack.
Their butt quack? Oh, no! Worst Joke Wednesday, again living up to its name. We go to the soundproof booth of the great Glenn Stewart next. They were very good. It's 11 to 8. Strawny. Triple M and the $1,000 birthday wheel after 8. Marina with the traffic not far away. It is the great Ian Hunter. Apparently he's going to tour here early part of next year. And once bitten, twice shy. It's 6 to 8. Let's go to the soundproof booth.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured. And I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Oh, yes, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday again, living up to its reputation. Mate. It is Glenn Stewart in the soundproof booth. G'day, Glenn.
I'm well, you?
How bad were they? That's exactly what we love.
Well, it is called your Worst Joke Wednesday for a reason.
Yeah, out of Brad, Michael and Eli, who did you like out of that?
Look, I think I've got to give it to Eli. That was pretty good.
The butt quack.
The butt quack.
Oh,
and he can come along at school holidays, so he can bring Mum and Dad.
Yeah, I know. And I said, Eli, mate, if you don't want to bother with the mains, the desserts, you won't be able to jump over, mate. Go straight to them. That was my advice. Eh? Fantastic.
Yeah, well, I'm not a dessert man, so.
Aren't you really?
No.
Listen,
no. If
any lightning gets through that building where you is, it's going to knock you down. You really aren't a dessert man.
No, it's too sweet.
You're joking.
No.
Oh, geez, I tell you what, well, I'll have yours.
So just a quick one. So we've got a Bowls Open Day coming up on Sunday.
Yep, that's right, fantastic.
It's a family day.
Yep.
So he could come to the Bowls Day and then come over lunch after that.
He could do that as well. And I think that's a big thing, Glenn, over the last few years. A lot of younger people are getting into bowls, and
yeah.
There is a real future there, and lots of money to be made too if you're any good at it. If you've turned pro, you could represent your country, or just have a great time on a Thursday or Friday afternoon.
When you're over 18.
When you're over 18, of course, yes.
That's right.
Now,
So that's on Sunday from 10 till 2.
10 till 2. Now, while we're on the bowls.
So they're having lunch and the sausage till after, and
yep.
We're just looking for a gold coin donation.
Now, while we're on the bowls too, the Jack Attack starts again soon.
Yeah, it's at the end of October.
End of October.
We'll get back to you during the week next week for it.
Good stuff. Okie dokie. Now, badge draw tonight stands at
$3,000.
$3,000. And we've got Jerry's get-in trivia question now. You ready for this one, Glenn? This week's question...
Which football team has a sombrero?
That's right. Well, that's an easy one. Come on. Cut it out. All right, here it is. This week's question, which I know you're going to love. Nudie Beach is on which Queensland island? Now, I couldn't make this up. You're right. Nudie Beach...
What are you saying?
This is from Jerry, all right? Nudie Beach is on which Queensland island? Is it Moreton Island, Fitzroy Island, or Hinchinbrook Island?
Fish.
All right? You're right with that?
Yep,
that's the get-in question for tonight. All right. Now, entertainment this week, what have you got for us?
So we've gone back to the 80s for Friday.
Okay.
So we've got the all-access 80s experience.
Excellent. So that's
you
it.
You can get your big hair.
That's right. Go and get your mullet back, Glenn. You can
and your double denim.
We're a shop where you can get some hair. And then on Saturday night, what
and
have you got?
One Night Stand. They're back. They're awesome. So you want to hear a good band, you come and see these fellas.
Okay, there you go. And it is October. We've been talking about it all week. We're going to have some guests on from the Hastings Cancer Trust later in the week. And how's it going? Now, it's very simple. October, ladies, bring your old bras in, whack them in the bins there. And for every bra that is there, the Port City Bowling Club will donate $1 to the Hastings Cancer Trust. Now,
there's a few in there.
Yeah, and, of course, where do the bras go after that, Glenn?
We're donating them.
To the Port Macquarie Women's and Children's Refuge. Yep. And what about the bus? I've got to come and do a video on the bus because it's been done up as the bra van.
I haven't seen it as yet.
It's a classic.
Well, I knew it was coming.
It's coming. Port City Bowling Club, $3,000 there tonight. And don't forget, coming up, of course, during the whole month, it is October.
So, really quickly, what about tomorrow? Bring the kids along. And we've got the movie Up showing from 4 o'clock.
Fantastic. Every time I see a child with a balloon, I think of that movie.
The Cranky Old Man.
Yeah. Reminds me of a couple of the non-thinkers, that bloke, but anyway. Thank you, Glenn Stewart.
See you, mate. Be good.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, all things Oz music during Oztober. Paul Kelly there to her door. It is 12 past 8. Beautiful sunshine. A little bit of cloud around and up to 28 for today.
Triple M, loud birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, let's go to Maxville and say a very good morning to Ellen. G'day, Ellen. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Strawny, and you?
Terrific. Now, all the hot rods are around the Nambucca Valley and Valla area over the next couple of days. Have you seen any of the classic ones go through?
Yes, I've seen them for years and years.
Yeah, it just is fantastic. And, of course, the big show and shine in Barra Street coming up on Saturday. I've always wanted a Mustang, but I'm not allowed. I've tried, Ellen. She won't let me have it. All right, Ellen, let's try and give you $1,000. We've simply got to match your birthday on the wheel. What number are we looking for you, Ellen?
It's Helen.
Sorry, Helen. Sorry, what number?
That's right. Can you start on 12 and end on 10, please? Well,
start on 12. There we go. And we want it to land on number 10. All right, Ellen. Helen, here we go. Come on. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. No, no, you're not going to believe this, Ellen. It's landed on 8.
Oh, good on it.
Oh, no. No. Ellen, sorry, can't give you the cashew, but I've got your details. End of the month, Christy gives away the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that. Thank you for the call, Helen. How good's my hearing, fair dinkum? I was calling the lady Ellen. Helen of Maxville, thank you for the call. Now, other people birthdaying today, there are some luminaries. The great Rob Harris is birthdaying today, along with Henrik, I can't understand what you're saying, Wojcieszewski. Good on you, Rob. Good on you, Henrik. Is Henrik on a tour at the moment? Also, Ray Innes of Warhope hits 40 today. Oh, Ray, how I wish I was 40 again. People like Rob and Henrik and Ray are sharing their birthdays with the likes of Charlie Sheen, Redfu, remember him? And how's this? A guy named McFarlane Burnett. Now, McFarlane Burnett was an Australian virologist and the recipient of the Nobel Prize for Medicine, back in 1960. Now, the other interesting fact about McFarlane is he was Australia's first Australian of the Year. It came out in 1960. So there you go. Rob, Henrik and Ray sharing their birthdays with some very famous people, including a very famous Aussie. That's the wheel. More tomorrow here at the M's.
Strawny.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast and Oztober. Yeah, it's underway right now, celebrating all things Australian music-wise and some really great guests coming up again today with Dave Gleeson at lunchtime. Yeah, Oztober, Gleeso doing the lunchtime show between 12 and 1. Yesterday was great having Mossy on. Now, we had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, but just such a fascinating guy and what a brilliant museum. Who knows who Gleeso will have with him today. Now, also, we're celebrating by giving you the chance to win tickets to see our garage session. Now, this is exclusive to Triple M Club members Only Triple M Club members can win, and it's in tropical far north Queensland. You go and see Mossy, Birds of Tokyo, Diesel and the Screaming Jets. Not a bad prize. Not a bad prize? Fair dinkum. Not a member? Sign up today, triplem.com.au.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Here is Christy, and she's excited. Good morning, Christy.
Hello, I am. And actually, firstly, though, Strawny, I have to tell you, it does look like Halloween's come a little bit early today. It looks a bit like a horror scene in this studio.
Is it starting to bleed again? I cut myself. Like, I've had a blunt razor for, like, about a month.
It'll teach
and
you,
I finally bought a real sharp one yesterday, and this morning, it looks like I cut my head off.
So you're taking a selfie there to share it with the world?
No, I'm trying to look at it, see how, if it's bleeding. Is it bleeding?
It looks like you've got a goatee, a red goatee.
Oh, is it that bad?
Yeah.
Jeez, anyway.
If you didn't point it out, I would have seen it.
Because you're about 1,000 years younger than me, also, when you get to my age, you get on, if you have to take, like, Aspros or, what's the other one, the new one
blood
today?
Blood thinners.
Yeah.
No wonder it was a horror scene.
If I'd taken a photo, it looked like something off Midsummer Murders, like someone's been murdered in the shower, blood everywhere.
Were you screaming and woke up Paul dead?
No. But I made sure because since we got the renovation, we got the big glass screen, you know, for the shower, which looks great.
Oh, beautiful.
But
the blood went everywhere.
I get told every day, you've got to get
squeegee
there with
it.
Squeegee it, you know. So I'm thinking immediately, little blood, it's everywhere. Stop
That's
laughing.
Problems.
It was. It's like
Halloween has arrived early.
Yeah, you know, the kids are at school. Oh, no, they're not. They're on holiday. I was going to say blood thinners. I swore, I think. I'm trying to clean it up. But anyway, let's get off the subject of me looking like I cut my own head off in the shower.
And speaking of school holidays, Strawny, this is exciting. The Warhope Pool reopens today and
yes.
It's brand new and shiny. Very exciting times, actually, because they've
$3 million worth, yeah.
They've got a little water park section. So think the big bucket that dumps the water on you. They've got sprinkling jets that come out from the ground. So absolutely perfect. So if you can get along today while it's reopened before the rain hits, although you're going to get wet anyway, who cares?
For sure. I was thinking tomorrow and we'll do a phoner on your favourite dives at the pool. I know you're not supposed to dive at the pool, but everyone does.
Oh, you know what, though? When you're scared of heights,
you have
to start with a little board.
You start with
then
a
you
board.
Slowly work your
you
way
do.
Up. Oh, I can't do it.
What was your favourite dive?
I just did the bomb.
Just as a cannonball or a bomb. Yeah.
Well,
anyway, we'll open the phone lines tomorrow.
And look, the Sydney Sixers Beach Blast heads to Town Beach today in Port Macquarie. That's already started at 8:30. The morning includes cricket coaching, visits from Sydney Sixers, and also a chance to learn basic water safety thanks to Surf Life Saving New South Wales.
That's a goodie.
Yeah, and hot rods are in the Nambucca Valley with the 42nd running of the Valor Rod Run through till Saturday, October 6th, with the Show and Shine in Bower Street, Nambucca Head Saturday, hosted by the Dragons Hot Rod Club. And the Nambucca River Dragon Boat Club meet the Savo at Lions Park Boat Ramp at Maxville from 4:15 and walk on the dark side. Yes, something you can do before Halloween hits at the Trial Bay Jail. Hear true tales of prisoners, internees and human survival on an evening guided tour from 5:30 to 7:30.
All righty. Thank you for that, Chrissy. Another big day coming up.
Yes, and if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It is Strawny Fabregi. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo, the Greg Keane Band there, the breakup song. Remember, it is October. At the club, they are doing a great job raising money for the Hastings Cancer Trust, who do great work with local people. Yes. 5 to 9, that's just about it for us on the show for today. If you missed any part of the show, just go to our website, Triple M, Mid-North Coast, and go to my page and press catch up. The three jokes on Worst Joke Wednesday today were absolutely sensational, actually. Very, very good. Thank you to everyone who entered. Yes. Coming up on the show tomorrow, we're going to again look at what's happening around the Mid-North Coast. So much on while the holidays are on. And, we'll have a look at that. Also, we're going to talk about a great fundraiser coming up at the weekend and give you another chance to win $1,000 on the wheel, plus tell you more about Oztober. Everything that's great about Australian music. Don't forget Gleeso today from midday. We've really got some great specials, great interviews, and, of course, someone, a Triple M Club member, is going to win a trip to the Garage Sessions in tropical North Queensland with that great array of artists like Ian Moss, Birds of Tokyo, Diesel and the Screaming Jets. It is some type of prize, let me tell you. Stand by, news, sport, weather, finance and Hutto's Surf Report coming up and then Ray. Whatever you're doing, have a great Wednesday.
God's in his heaven, the sun's in the sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy, making the best of each day.